Report: Anthony Fauci suggests political opponents need his healing. By Wendell Hussebo on January 28, 2022. Dr. Anthony Fauci suggested his political opponents are bad people and need to be healed by accepting his political opinions, The Washington Post reported Friday. While Fauci called a U.S. senator a moron during his last Senate committee hearing, he told the Post his political opponents are feeling pain and suffering and are rebelling against society. It's tough to imagine that many people are bad people, Fauci said about those who oppose his political views. And, I mean, it's just, has something been smoldering in their lives? Something that's sociologically evasive to me? Maybe it's pain that they're feeling, that's driving it? He added. We really are not fully appreciating that maybe they're suffering. And they're rebelling against a failing of society. Maybe, to address some of their needs, Fauci continued. Maybe we need, as a nation, to address the fundamental issues that are getting, you know, tens of millions of people to feel a certain way. Fauci said about Americans who oppose his leadership at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID. Fauci also suggested there is no diagnosis for scientific conspiracy theorists who disseminate misinformation, presumably referring to Joe Rogan. There's no diagnosis for this, Fauci said about the abandonment of truth. I don't know what is going on. The Post also interviewed Fauci's old boss, Dr. Francis Collins, who recently resigned. Collins told the Post he is worried about Fauci being too focused on those who politically oppose Fauci's opinions. I do worry about him, Collins said. He's incredibly frustrated by the political opposition because it's a distraction. But there is no part of Tony Fauci that's ready to give up on a problem just because it's hard. But Fauci's political opponents have struck a chord with independents, according to polling. A majority of 53% of Democrats believe Fauci should resign from his position, while 46% said he should stay. Senator Rand Paul, R.K. White, and Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, have accused Fauci of lying to Congress about his financials and the National Institutes of Health, NIH, medical investments. President Joe Biden's top medical advisor also reportedly owned a $10.4 million investment profile in 2020 that included Chinese companies. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and get @WendellHussebo.